Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Welcome to another episode of the Minutes of Truth radio broadcast. We're so glad that you've joined us. Mark Schatz is here, and my name is Paul Adams, and we are very interested in studying the Word of God. We left off last time in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we begin in verse 19 today. But as we looked last time, we saw what God's will is for us in Christ Jesus, and everything that God wants to bless us with, joy and prayer and thanksgiving. All those things are found only in Christ Jesus. And then we're going to look at some things today that can keep God from blessing us. It's only us that can keep God from blessing us. Mark, I believe you brought forth last time, looking back at verse 9, where it says that God does not want us to receive his wrath.
Yeah, in verse 9 of chapter 5, Paul had just mentioned that God has not destined us for wrath, but for the obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. God wants us to be saved. And he's done all these things. He sent his son into the world. He set up all these things like we talked about a few episodes back, so that if we humble ourselves and obey him, we can do what he wants us to do and we can be saved. He wants us to be saved. But we can see that he's not destined us for wrath, but if we ignore God and we try to find salvation some other way or than in Christ Jesus, that we're not going to be able to obtain this salvation that God has prepared for us. And we also looked in the last episode we talked about, verses 16 through 18, about what God's will for us is, that we rejoice always, we pray without ceasing, and in everything we give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And we made the point here that all these things that God wants for us is in Christ Jesus. This joy, this thankfulness, this praying without ceasing. And as Paul draws near the end of this letter to the saints at Thessalonica, he's talking about these weighty and important things. And he's going to mention, we're going to look at verses 19 through 22 today. He's going to mention another thing about how God can help us, how God wants us to be saved, and some helpful things that God has provided so that we can be saved.
I'll go ahead and read those verses. I'll be reading out of the New American Standard Bible in verses 19 through 22. It says there, "Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil." Mark, this idea of quenching the spirit, that God wants to bless us, but we can do some things that will keep that from happening?
Yeah, you see that God has done many things. He's, especially for the people back at that time, there were things that were special to just them that God has done, thinking of spiritual gifts and things, which we know have passed from when we study the scriptures and see. We don't have those spiritual gifts like they did back then, but God is still working through the spirit in our lives, through the word, and we can see that. And that's an active working thing where God does through the Spirit what is best for his people, for the Christians in Thessalonica and for Christians in Ellettsville and Bloomington even. He is doing things. He is working. And we can see that through his word that he works and that he does things that are good for us. And there are ways that we can quench or we can extinguish that working. What do you think about some of the ways that we could extinguish that, Paul?
Well, I think that by following after other teachings that are not true, that we can't find the joy. We can't find the ability to go to God in prayer. We can't have the thanksgiving. We can quench that. We can also look for those kind of fulfillment in life in other sources other than Christ, maybe in worldly pleasures or in sin, or maybe in things that are harmless but are not Christ. And so those things can cause us to quench the spirit. We will not be thirsty for God and for his ways and for his righteousness anymore. And Mark, as we see there, so we're not to quench the spirit. We're to keep God's word alive in our lives and working. We're to always be growing. We're to be increasing, getting stronger, and seeing more and more fruit abounding in our lives. And then he says not to despise the prophetic utterances.
Yeah, you see that's tied together as one sentence. Do not quench the spirit. Verse 20, do not despise prophetic utterances. When you think about what the prophetic utterances were, back to the people at this time, a prophet would speak God's word. A prophet's a mouthpiece of God. And he would speak God's will or God's word to these people. Today, we can look and we can read of the prophets and we can read of the people that revealed the New Testament through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And that's God's word. And he says, do not despise prophetic utterances, or do not despise God's word that is taught. God's word is the way that he destines us for obtaining salvation. God's word is the way that he builds us up, that he teaches us what we need to do in order to be saved. And we see that up in chapter 5, where he talked about in verse 12, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction. They give instruction in God's word so that we can be built up as Christians and be what God wants us to be, so that we can rejoice no matter what our circumstances. We can pray, we can be thankful, and this just rolls right in together, and it's very beautiful the way God inspired these men to write the scriptures to where they build upon one another. So we need to not despise God's word in our life. But Paul, do you think that means that we should just accept everything that somebody says is God's word?
No. What we see here is that the truth, some people don't like to hear the truth, but some people would rather have something that is false than the truth. We know that sometimes we speak God's word to people and they don't like it because it impacts their life. It puts a responsibility on them. They don't like what it has to say, and so they would rather turn to something else. As we keep reading here, we see not to despise the truth, the prophetic utterances, but we're told here to examine everything carefully. And once we examine that carefully, Mark, we see that there's two options. We hold fast or we abstain. And we're to hold fast to the good, abstain from the evil. But how would we go about examining things carefully?
Yeah, you think about, he's just talked about God's word, that we're not to despise the prophetic utterances or God's word, but we're also not to be gullible either. We're to examine everything carefully. It reminds me of 1 John 4 and verse 1, where those saints were told, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, see whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. We hear God's word. We need to examine it in the scriptures and make sure that it is God's word. I'm also thinking of Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, where he says those were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness. He's talking about people in Berea. He received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things are so. And that's when the apostles were speaking with them and teaching them God's word. So all through the scriptures, we're taught that we're to be open to God's word, but we're to examine it to make sure it is. And when we examine these prophetic utterances, or we examine things that are presented as God's word, then we do have two options like you talked about here. He says we're to decide what is good based on what is God's word, and then we are to hold fast to that, or we're to cling to that. And we're to abstain from every form of evil that he talks about.
Yeah, that evil in every appearance, in every way that it presents itself, we're to abstain from it. It may come in the form of very smooth words, very slick speech. We're to abstain from it. It may come in the form of something that we like better, that fits our life better than what the truth of God's word does. And so we want to accept that. Reject it. Only hold fast to those things which are true. If you're listening to this radio program live on Sunday morning, you may be going to hear someone speak. I would suggest to you that it's very important that you examine what you hear carefully. Only hold fast to that which meets the test of Scripture. Reject anything that is not according to the Word of God. Study it out. Find out for yourself. There's too much at stake. And I would say that even to those who might be hearing me preach this morning. Only hold fast to that which is good. Put it to the test. Find out, make sure it's the truth, because your soul is at stake. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you'll continue this Bible study with us and join us again next time for a few more minutes of truth.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.